Good morning to everyone. A very, very warm welcome to those here and to all those people who are watching online as well today. So a very warm welcome. There's just a few notices this morning. On the 18th of February, Sunday the 18th of February, immediately after the church, the Cafe Church, there will be a special church members meeting. Today, Sunday evening prayer, if you can join us on Zoom, 8 o'clock till 8:40, there is a link within the link for you to be able to join with that tonight. And also, please be reminded that there is a weekly Roots and Shoots, which Richard Renoff does via YouTube. So please, again, look in the link for the relevant connection. In my readings this week, I came across Psalm 13. And it reminds not just me, but us, to keep praying, to keep trusting, to keep rejoicing, and to keep worshipping. As we begin to praise and worship God today, thank Him for bringing us through so many personal struggles, disappointments, and challenges. Thank Him for His goodness and for His eternal love. And as David said in Psalm 13, verse 6, sing to the Lord, for He has been good to us. Or as the Message puts it, I throw myself headlong into your arms, celebrating you rescuing me. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. So there we go, encouragement from David.
I would invite you to stand then, and we can sing at the top of our lungs from that psalm. Let us praise and worship together.
Thank you.
It's good to praise and worship, isn't it? And I just thought of that line, brought this sinner near to your throne. That's you and that's me. What an invitation. Amen.
Good morning. Great to see you all here this morning. For those of you that came last week, you'll know what we get. You'll remember this, but if you didn't, you're going to learn something new today. We're going to do the Lord's Prayer. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. We're covering the Lord's Prayer through the first months of the year. And we did it at Message Church with our bodies. So it's a prayer that's not just a prayer from within, it's a prayer from everything, all that we are. We're just throwing ourselves into this, saying, yes, Lord, I mean this. Okay, so let me show you the prayer, and then we'll all do it together. So it's our Father in heaven, reach up to heaven. Please do, yeah. Hallowed be your name. So you're making a perfect circle, you know, praising God. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And then it's on earth, pointed down to the earth, as it is in heaven, pointing upwards. No fighting, come on. Yes, we need a bit of room for this one, but as it is in heaven, give us today our daily bread. And forgive us as we forgive those. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not. I've missed something, haven't I? No, I went wrong. That's even worse. And forgive us our sins, so cleaning our hand, as we forgive those who sin against us, so use the other hand. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, like the glory reign. Now, and forever. So it's like a going on and on and on. Amen. You'll remember the amen bit. Yeah. Right, it's going to be easier if we're standing up. Please don't. You don't have to. Don't feel obliged. And actually, I just want to say to those that are watching online, I'm expecting you to be doing this as well. Wherever you are, if you're at home, if you're in the library, if you're at work, wherever you are, I expect you to be doing this. So, we can say it as well together. Okay. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the glory, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. You were brilliant. Fantastic. And it's a prayer we've just said to God. Do grab a seat. You know, we've said a prayer together to God with all that we are, and I think that's a very significant prayer. I'm going to carry on praying now. I'm going to pray for the children and young people before they go to their groups, and then we're going to carry on in prayer as Leslie leads us. So Heavenly Father, thank you that we can pray together. Thank you that you hear our prayers. And thank you for blessing us with these children, these young people, that you bring along to this church. I pray that you would bless them mightily, and that you'd bless their leaders, and that they would have a joyful time, and that they would come to know you more, come to know more of your love for them. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So if you'd like to go to the groups.
Now, I didn't know that's what we were going to do. That's how we were going to do the Lord's Prayer. But we're going to continue praying with our bodies. In fact, with our hands, in a special way. So, I will tell you how to put your hands. Then I will bring some suggestions to pray, leave you a gap, and then go on to the next part. You haven't got to stand up, just your hands. Right. So we're going to pray. First, place your palms and fingers flat together, just in the way we were all taught as children. We come to be still before God. Our hands together, stopping us doing anything else, focusing our mind. We take up the work of an intercessor, bringing our earthly concerns before our Heavenly Father. And Psalm 4, verse 1 says, "Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You set me at liberty when I was in trouble. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer." Now separate your hands and clench them together as fists. Hold them as tightly as you can so your focus is on your fists. We pray for those parts of the world afflicted by violence. We pray for those in violent relationships. Where talking has been replaced by fighting. Where peace has been replaced by aggression and unrest. Now, open your fists. Now, hold one hand so that your palm faces towards you, and with your other hand, your index finger press into the middle of your hand. Jesus' hands were pierced as he was crucified. He was wounded to restore our relationship with God. He suffered to bring reconciliation and justice to the world. We focus on situations and places where that reconciliation is needed, both in our own lives, our community, our country, and the wider world. Open both of your hands. Hold them open in front of you with your palms facing upwards. We recognize that all of humanity needs to receive good things. God provides for each of us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We ask God for the things we need and the things needed by others. Now, turn one hand over and then grasp it with the other hand as if you were holding somebody's hand. Jesus embodied God's compassion. He met with the sick and the dying. He promised comfort to those who mourn. We pray for those who are sick, suffering, or mourning. We pray that they will know God's healing, comfort, compassion, and love. Now we go back to the praying hands we had at the beginning. We remember God's promise to hear our prayers. Praying to the Father in the name of the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Today's reading is Psalm 103, which I think is page 605 in the church Bibles. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Thank you, Fiona. Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, I pray that you would use my words, but they would come from you, and they would go to each of our hearts, that we might meet you in a new way and come closer to you. Amen. I want to let you in on a secret. I have found the perfect way to make porridge. You see, what I do is I weigh out the ingredients and I put it in a bowl, and then I put it in a microwave and I set it for a minute and a half, and then at that, which is just the right amount of time before it starts boiling over, when you can stir it, and then it keeps going on like that. I'm not going to let you in on the rest of the secret, but that's what I do every morning. Well, this week I went down, weighed it out, put it in the microwave, minute and a half, put it up to 2 minutes. I thought, I will catch it, and then I won't have to reset the next bit. Put it into the microwave, and then I stood there, all right, minute and a half, and I saw there was some stuff on the draining board that needed clearing. I know, I'll multitask. So I went there and I was putting things away, and then suddenly, the porridge. Rushed back, there was a second left on the clock, opened it, and the bowl, well, the porridge had lifted, the lid had literally come up high, and it had come down and over the bowl and sort of scattered around in the microwave. It was quite slightly frustrating. But the weird thing that happened then was that I looked at it and said, you stupid boy. And that might seem fairly innocuous, but in saying it, a memory came into my head. I could remember, and my parents, whenever I did something wrong, you stupid boy. And it's something that I repeat, and I know I do it. When I do something wrong or if I forget something, you stupid boy. And actually, that's a name or a label that's been put on me that I've adopted, and I'm a nervous person. It might not come across, but I get nervous and I put myself down a lot. And actually, it's reinforcing that. You stupid boy. You know, it's just, it's not who I am. It's a label I was given, and it's one that I've adopted, and I reject it. And I actually messed up the porridge again this morning. And I said, whoops. And there were no rude words, honestly. But actually, you know, names that you're given, or labels that you're given, are really powerful. They make a difference. And I'm not going to say that again. Well, I'll try not to, but it is just not who I am. So names are important. Today, we're thinking about the name of God. The verse I've been given four words to preach upon, and there we go. Hallowed be your name. You can look it up in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. But that's what it says. Hallowed be your name. And I'm going to take it in three sections. I'm going to start off with your name, and then I'm going to go on to hallowed. What a weird word. And then I'm going to go on to be. And be connects these two big words and makes a difference to how we see it, even how we pray. I'm not going to go over Psalm 103 that we just heard now. I mean, for me, it kind of embodies what I'm talking about. And I suggest you go away and read Psalm 103 and really think about it. You know, what's it saying? What does that mean for me? What does it mean for my relationship with God? So, your name. Well, in the Bible, names are really significant. It says something about a person's character. We don't necessarily do it now, but we do. We all can have labels. Abraham, it means the father of nations. Isaac, it means laughter, as his mother laughed when she heard that she was going to have a baby at a ripe old age. Jacob became Israel, which means wrestles with God, because he wrestled with God. Simon became Peter. He became the rock. And Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church. So names are significant. They are important. And we think about your name. Your name, the name of God. Well, Moses asked him, you can look it up in Exodus 3:13. He came across, this is the burning bush episode. And God had given him a task. And he said, what if the Israelites ask who sent me? What should I tell them? In other words, who are you? And God said, I am who I am. Tell them, I am sent you. I am. It means God exists. God's real. God is. He's unlike the Egyptian gods who are made up. You know, this is... Moses would know that his God is actual. He exists to give him confidence. He's the real God. He always was, he always will be, and he matters. So I am was one of the names of God. There are many other names of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. You can look them up. But, oh, there's I am. Here we go. Writing's not too small, I hope. And here are some of the labels or names given to God. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He provides all our needs. Not all our wants, but all our needs. And I would attest to that. You know, God has always provided wherever I've been, whatever. Whenever he calls me, he provides what I need. So he's God the provider. He's... the Lord our healer. And I really, you know, the Lord our healer. I was thinking, yes, we've just had a new grandchild, but I was thinking back to the first grandchild who was born. She was that big. And we witnessed God healing her again and again and again. It was remarkable. God actually heals. You know, real miracles happen. He does heal. Not always, you know, when you want it to. I mean, I'd love God to heal me now, but I'm going to keep praying it and holding on to the fact that God is our healer. The Lord is our banner. He's Jehovah Nissi. Sorry about my pronunciation if you're a scholar. The Lord our banner. In battle, the leader always has a banner. And everyone's fighting under the banner. And we've got a banner, you know, as we serve God, we've got a banner being held over us. God is with us as we serve him. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. He brings us peace. In times of unrest, he gives us peace. A few other names. Jehovah Ra, the Lord is our shepherd. He looks after us. He provides everything for us, all that we need. He leads us beside green pastures. And this is the interesting, I'm sure this is a Japanese word, but it's Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. It's him that gives us the righteousness through the death of his son, death and resurrection of his son, Jesus, that we can stand before him righteous, but it comes from him. And the final one, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is here. God is here. He is with us. He is present. These are all names of God. They're characteristics of God. They're who he is. There are other names, and there could be more written, but that aren't in the Bible. I think it's impossible to fully describe who God is. But he reveals something of himself through his names. We know his character, we know who he is, what he's like, the promises he makes to us. And I love in Psalm 20, verse 7, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. The name of God is what we should trust in. Not earthly things, but the God who loves us. So names are so important. And when we say your name in the Lord's Prayer, we're saying who you are, hallowed be who you are. Which brings us to hallowed. It's not a word that's particularly used nowadays. But we say it in the Lord's Prayer. And I thought, right, let's look this up. Oxford English Dictionary says to make holy, to sanctify, to purify. Or to chase or pursue with shouts. I'm not sure that one relates to the Lord's Prayer, but it's just wonderful, isn't it? If we're chasing and pursuing God with all our passion. And the third explanation is sanctified or blessed or consecrated or dedicated. It's almost a different tense of the first description. But what does it mean to hallow something? Well, in the Greek, it's the same word for sanctify. Sanctified be your name. Like to make holy or to value as holy, esteem as holy, treasure, to treat with reverence or awe. In the Old Testament, it's quite often used to set things apart. To devote things, consecrate them, something or someone. Persons such as a priest or a place like the tabernacle, they were set apart, they were hallowed. Even things like the portion of the sacrifice set aside for the priests or the Sabbath, they were all things that were hallowed. But in the Lord's Prayer, it's about his name, and it's about how we treat his name. As we sanctify his name. And I just, going back to Moses and the burning bush, it's almost like we're setting, setting the scene maybe. Because God says to Moses, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. And in hallowing, we're taking off our sandals and acknowledging that this is holy ground that we tread in. Yeah, so that's a quick talk about hallowed. B. This verb matters. And it can alter how we see this verse a lot. Let's see the whole verse. One way of reading it is we are proclaiming his name is hallowed. Your name is being hallowed. You are sanctified. You are holy. Acknowledging he is hallowed. And he is being hallowed right now. If you think about Revelations in chapter 4, verse 8, you've got the four living creatures who are continuously saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. His name is being hallowed, even as we spend time together now." And as we pray that prayer, "Your name is being hallowed," it puts us in our place compared to God. More, you know, God is so much more. And we're saying, "More of you, Lord, less of me. You're the one that matters." Puts our focus on him. It helps us to revere him. Recognises how holy he is, how mighty he is. And that's a good thing to remember as we continue the prayer. Reminds us who he is. But another way of reading "Hallowed be your name" is seeing it as an intention. "Lord, cause your name to be hallowed." It's not a praiseful statement, "Your name is being hallowed," but a prayer. "Lord, you know, let your name be hallowed." And we're praying, "In my heart, let your name be held as holy," or reverenced, valued, held in awe. Because I'm going to be honest here, there's bits of my heart where it isn't. And I think that's true for all of us. Things that we're holding back from God. Maybe they're too painful. Maybe we don't want to think about them, because if you do, you have to do something about it. There are many reasons to hide bits from God. Nobody's perfect. So we pray, "Lord, our intention is to let your name be hallowed in our hearts." I'm brought to mind the verse of the year, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord," you're checking it to make sure I'm saying it right, "trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." And I also keep the word "acknowledge." And I thought, why not replace that? And I think it's valid to do. "In all your ways hallow his name. In all your ways sanctify him. In all your ways glorify him and he will direct your paths." So this prayer of petition, "Lord, cause your name to be hallowed," it changes our hearts for the rest of the Lord's Prayer. I think that hallowing God's name, glorifying him, is the ultimate desire. All the rest of the prayer goes towards this aim. "Your kingdom come to glorify God. Your will be done to hallow his name. Give us our daily bread to sustain us so we can glorify his name. Forgiveness and avoiding temptation so that we can sanctify God. Hallowed be your name." And I think both ways of looking at the word, the line, are valid and helpful. It sets into place who God is and recognises you are glorified, lift you up, but also says, "Look, Lord, bring that glory, your glory, in my prayer to..." I want to pray. I'm going to finish by praying using these words. So, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name is holy, your character beyond reproach, and you are greater than we can imagine. No one compares to you. Hallowed be your name. In this world, let your name be sanctified. Lord, would you cause the whole of Great Shelford and the surrounding villages to declare your name holy? Could you make your name be sanctified throughout this country? Lord, we dare to pray that in Gaza you cause your name to be hallowed. In Israel, make your name be reverenced. in Ukraine, in Russia, in Iran. There are many more countries on our hearts. Maybe we could speak them out. Lord, in each heart, in these places, cause your name to be hallowed. Hallowed be your name. Amen. As we've talked about lifting God's name up, hallowing his name, and we're going to have a time, an extended time of worship. We thought, instead of having sort of some songs before the sermon, we thought, right, let's have them at the end. So have a slightly longer time of worship now and to finish in with worship together.
I'd invite you to stand. invite you to close your eyes and really just bathe in the love of God and His peace, that He is your Father. And He's singing that song over you this morning. Each one of us is a precious child. This is our time of worship. There may be prayers from the body of the church, or that word of testimony. Speaking to you, don't let the moment pause.
The Lord, O my soul, worship his holy name. I pray that would be true for each of us, that as we go out into the world and wherever we are, we could say, bless the Lord, O my soul, worship your name, and that we would see you glorified wherever we are. Be with each person here, Lord. Help them to know your presence. Help them to serve you with all their heart and soul and mind and strength, and love you with all that. Bless us all, I pray. Amen.
I just want to give thanks to Jehovah Rapha for healing my leg. Amen.
We would just carry on praying quietly, but the service has formally ended. but there are people around if you would like individual prayer.